The self-satisfaction that you get from working out there and being outdoors, I've always enjoyed that. The scenery, seeing the sunrises and the sunsets, and being able to see the fruits of your labor as well, from just putting a toe together and making a lock to successfully transiting from one point to another. Whether it's from Pittsburgh to Cairo or Cairo to New Orleans or St. Louis, Chicago, wherever you might have gone, it's great to be able to see different destinations from the riverside. A lot of people come to look at the river from the banks. We had the privilege of being able to see the banks from the river and the people lining the shores, as well as the different cities, day or night, the lights and all the buildings and things that you see along the rivers. It's the architect. It's really amazing what you are able to capture.
And would you say that this whole lineage of working on the river started with your great grandfather, who never went actually out on boats himself, but was part of that shore community, kind of looking out towards the river?
I think as my grandfather was growing up and seeing the packet boats coming through and what have you, it was an opportunity. And in West Virginia, you have both the Kanawha River and the Ohio River that would meet at Point Pleasant area. And seeing all that traffic in the earlier days was quite busy back then. The coal industry was very strong, and you had a lot of coal coming in and out of the Kanawha River and up and down the Ohio River as well, plus the other commodities that move in and out through that area. I think that was an opportunity for him, and he enjoyed that lifestyle. At first, I know my father, I've heard stories from him when they first started. You really never had time off. You just had to take it off whenever you could spare a day. And then eventually you would go work. Half a day, you would get a half day off for each day you worked, and then eventually, as time progressed, it became a day for day type of industry. And a lot of unions had a lot to do with that, the negotiation processes and things to get better types of environmental issues out of the way. And I think that presented an opportunity for you to be home with your family more and take vacations when you could afford it and do other things around home. It created a better family atmosphere, and so it wasn't so difficult to work out on the waters. So with the day-for-day schedule, it does offer that opportunity for a mariner to really have a relatively good life.
So when did that change, those working conditions?
Around in the 50s, 60s, they all seemed to change. And the other part of the working on the river also gives you opportunities to work extra when you need a little extra money or something, to take a vacation, to buy a car, or to buy a house, to do whatever. You always have had opportunities to supplement your wages with overtime work, being extra days on board a vessel. In the earlier days, also, you were allowed to what we call go ahead of the boat. Your partner on board the boat, you stand two watches. There are 2 6-hour watches. You spend from 6 to noon, noon to 6, and continue on like that, 6 p.m. to midnight, and midnight to 6 a.m. your partner would work over for you and allow you to go ahead of the boat if that, the vessel was close to home. So that offered other opportunities to see your family and then come back to work, and it was kind of a give and take. You had a lot of smaller locks that were close up on the Ohio River, so there were usually a lot of delay in those areas, so you had time to go ahead of the boat, plus your partner wouldn't be too overworked at that time.
Right.